Happy Tuesday, Brewers fans. How do our Milwaukee Brewers stack up in 2023 against the National League and the National League Central? Plus, a restaurant to be named later is no more. A new name for the dining facility inside American Family Field. We'll discuss that. Plus, who is a prospect, or are there prospects that we need to be talking more about? We'll get those answers, and I promise you, with so much more from former Brewer Tim Dillard next. Stay tuned. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast, your number one Brewers podcast on the internet. Thank you for always making the Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms. That's right. They're probably already downloaded on your phone, Apple, Google, Spotify. And of course, there are so many others. If you can, please leave us a review. Leave me a review. Let me know how much you like me. Let me know how much you don't like me. I don't care. Anywhere in between, I'll take all of it. It's always good. And thank you again for following us on Twitter. We're blowing up on Twitter. We're blowing up on YouTube. You can follow us. Hit that search bar at Locked On Brewers. You can also find us on Facebook. I created a Facebook page not too long ago, and I'm in the Brewers groups on Facebook, which is either somewhat good or bad. It depends on that time of the year. But go ahead and search at Locked On Brewers Podcast over on Facebook. And forget, if you do follow us on YouTube, or you are watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. I'm very close to 1,000 subscribers. It would mean the world to me to get there. Of course, I am your host, as you guys know, for the last, 10 days or so. You've tuned in now, so hopefully you're giving me second, third, fourth, fifth chance, and here we are talking again. I'm your host, Brandon Snide, like you, lifelong and diehard Brewers fan, coming to you just minutes away, recording this podcast literally minutes away from American Family Field. You know it, I know it, as home to our Milwaukee Brewers. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. Again, cannot thank you enough for the time that you guys are giving me, letting me talk about Brewers to you guys. I know it's a busy time of the year. Having you tune in just for a minute or two means the absolute world to me. Of course, as you guys know, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Look, Brewers fans, we have talked about it. You've heard me rant about it. It's been an interesting offseason here in Milwaukee. It's fairly newish. I mean, we're only at, 2 months into the offseason here. And you've heard me banter enough about what I would or wouldn't do. I'm still on the fan. I'm still standing firmly on keeping Corbin Burns, so don't worry, guys. That has not changed. But how about we hear from a guy? Look, it's not just a Brewers fan like me. He's a Brewers fan, but he also has his jersey retired in Nashville. That's right, number 17, folks. The always wonderful, the always fun, the always amazing, my incredible guest, my friend, at least I think he's my friend. I hope he's my friend, Mr. Tim Dillard. Tim, how are we doing?
We're doing great, friend. And yes, we're friends. And yes, my number is retired. I got it on the wall over here. So
July, correct me if I'm wrong, July 29th down in Nashville, correct?
Sounds close. That's I have no idea. Yeah,
I'm pretty good at that, Tim. I like to do my research here before the show. Usually my wife thinks I just get behind a microphone and scream about what the Brewers should do or shouldn't do, maybe in some.
Yeah, that's what my wife thinks I do on TV. She's like, shouldn't you prepare more? Like, what are you doing?
So, last time you talked to me, it was on another platform, another podcast. You were asking about the couch behind me because you were couch surfing throughout Milwaukee, the greater Milwaukee area. It looks like, and I could be wrong, it looks, based on the Yoda sticker in the background, that the Nashville poster of yourself on maybe, what is it, a door or something, a guitar. Did you find a home, Tim? Are we settled?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is the homestead right here. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is our base of operations. It's only in Milwaukee where I'm homeless and do a lot of couch surfing. But this past season, I did it all first season that I was doing pre.
It was
post.
Fun. Yeah,
yeah. And it my back was killing me. So this time out, I actually just got a hotel room and found a place that was willing to work with me, just because I would, be going there. I traveled with the team a bit, and I would also travel home in case of one of the kids had a birthday or something. So, it's way better than couch surfing. I wouldn't, if I was younger, I would probably still do it. No mas.
So let me ask you, it's December 13th. It's the winter months here in Milwaukee. I can tell you right now, you're not missing much. Are you enjoying your off season thus far? What do you got going on the schedule during your off season? What does an off season for Mr. Tim Dillard look like?
Well, it used to be, you know, come back home and take about a month off and then start training. But I don't play anymore. So it's like, why train? Just completely let myself go. I'm trying to get back in shape of some kind, but, I don't know, just enjoying the kids. I get to wake up and, get them breakfast and help them get their backpacks and get them to the bus and all that kind of jazz. So, you know, just kind of being dad is probably my favorite role. And that's what I get to do. Not every off season I get to do that. A lot of times I got to get a job, but luckily Bally's paid me enough this year where I didn't have to get a job in the off season. So yeah, I'm pretty lazy right now.
Well, that's great. I mean, you should be. You deserve it. One of the best, I shouldn't say one of the best pre and post game show over there on Bally Sports Wisconsin. It's always a pleasure to see you and Vinny. Vinny's obviously former co-host of this show. He was on last week. He'll be on probably later this week. It's always great out there what you guys do. I want to talk to you about, speaking of Nashville, speaking of where you're at right now, I got two questions about Nashville because I've been to the city. Mm-hmm. Incredible. I mean, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you've got the views. You've got the scenery. It's gorgeous.
Sure.
But the Nashville Sounds, we'll talk a little bit about where they could go in the future. I want to ask you, they were named 2022's Organization of the Year. I believe it was like last week. So it's fairly new. Yep. What makes that organization? You spent a good part of 9 years down there. What makes that organization so special?
Well, it was good even when they were at the old Greer Stadium, you know, the stadium that was like 60 years old. And, it, you know, our clubhouse was condemned when I was there in 2007. So it's always been run very well. They just didn't have the ability, you know, to kind of reach that potential. That's what they got with the new stadium. Since they got the new stadium, it's almost a big league show. That's what it feels like. And I played there as a opposing team when the AAA for the Brewers was in Colorado Springs. And then 2019, I was actually in the clubhouse for the Sounds and saw how they run it. So I know what it is like on both sides. It's just run so well. I mean, it's a great experience for the fans, but I've known a lot of the people there for a while. Buddy's the mascot. He does a great job. He's been a mascot forever.
It looks incredible there. Like the fan, because I got a buddy who lives down there and he'll send me pictures because obviously he knows I'm a Brewers fan. I mean, the environment, you know, I don't know exactly where he was sending the picture, the open bars. I mean, it just looks.
Yeah. So they have the band box in right field. So
maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
If you just want to get in and sit at a bar and watch a game behind, like in front of you, like it's pretty cool. We were actually there the other day because they set up like a light show all over the field. Like there's Christmas cool. trees and
yeah, that's awesome.
Giant, you know, reindeer and stuff. But Doug Scopel is the man in charge and he has been with the Sounds now, I think for 22 years. I don't know. Pretty close. And he is amazing. He's amazing. He fills every role. He shows up with the team at the airport to make sure all the luggage is fine. Cause you travel lot and there's a lot of equipment and nothing falls through the cracks with this guy. And Doug he's a great friend and he is the reason that program has been so successful. And, you know, and if you talk to the players always love coming to the city. Mm-hmm. They were like, yes, we're going to Nashville, but the field sucks, you know, but now they have all the pieces in place. Thomas is the groundskeeper. He's amazing. The surface is great. The mounds are perfect. That's what a team needs. You know, there's nothing that's left in the margins. They bring everything there and everything's first class.
So speaking of first class, speaking of all the great things they're doing, and obviously you're not lying, you've been there, the awards, you know, speak for themselves. In your opinion, do you think that we will see a major league baseball team? Not talking AAA, AA. I'm talking a major league baseball team down in Nashville.
What time frame? In our lifetime?
Let's say, probably. Well, yeah, let's say the next,
I don't know.
Decade.
I've been drinking a lot lately. Maybe I need to. Maybe I'm not projected to reach. I think there will be. I don't think. Honestly, I don't think it'll be anytime soon. And I know people that are on the board that are trying to bring a major league team here, and they know right where they're going to put it. Right next to the Titans place, there's a sheet metal factory that's just sitting there in the middle of all this awesomeness. And the guy that owns it has no chance. Like, he doesn't want to sell it. And there's a lot of people on this board too that are trying to really put money into it. I think Dave Stewart's on it. I think Tony La Russa is doing something in it. But this is rumors we've heard for years. And I've heard, I believe, Nashville, Charlotte, Portland, and Montreal are the four big ones. And all of them have contingencies. The reason they wanted Portland is because when the AAA team moved out there, because the soccer team was so successful, they ended up bumping. I think they ended up becoming the El Paso Chihuahuas after they were, I think, in Tucson for a year or two. Anyway, sidetracked. They put together a lot of money just for a major league team to come there one day. So I've heard they have up, you know, several hundred million dollars just invested for a major league team. So if I'm Major League Baseball and I'm looking to put up a new team, that is very appealing, you know, that they already have that going on. Montreal, it's contingent on if they have a brand new stadium. They have to have a new stadium. And what all of this can, you know, is poised to happen. It's ready. They want this to happen, but they got to fix two teams. They got to fix Tampa and Oakland, I've heard, whether that's the facilities or move them or something like that. And because you have to have two teams, right? You can't just bring one team in and have an odd number. So anyway, there's a lot of that stuff going on. And this is people will tweet at me or call me and be like, hey, I got the latest. And I'm like, man, this is the same conversation we were having back in 2014, you know, and nothing's really changed on that front. So will it happen? It will happen, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think the Sounds got this locked up for a while.
Well, I mean, that's evident. I mean, that's clearly evident, obviously, with winning the organization of the year. Appreciate your thoughts on that and exactly where you stand. Now, speaking of prospects, speaking of AAA down in Nashville, we've discussed a number of them on this show. I'm going to ask Tim in a little bit, what is a name out there that we haven't discussed? Who's in maybe AAA? Maybe he's in AA. Maybe he's in high A ball. We're going to get his thoughts and see exactly where they could go in 2023. We even chatted about the organization overall down in AAA, but I want to get Tim's thoughts on where we currently stand right now as a 2023 Milwaukee Brewers outlook for the season. But before we do that, I just have to tell you guys about my friends over at Simply Safe. Here at Lockdown Brewers, we believe home should be where you and your family feel the safest, guys, especially around these holidays. This season, give yourself and your family the gift of peace and protection with the number one rated home security system, Simply Safe. And right now, okay, this is where you turn your speakers up, turn those headphones up. Simply Safe is offering Locked On Brewers listeners, yes, that is you, 40% off a new security system. Who doesn't like saving money? I'm as cheap as it comes. Give me the 40% off. Don't put this off, but here's why. Their crystal clear HD security camera feeds are incredible, and their wide range of high-tech sensors is super awesome and extremely useful. When I purchased my home this year, it was one of the first things I did. Went to simplysafe.com, super easy website to navigate through. Click on it, get started, save 40%. Simply Safe with, I'm telling you right now, if you have any questions about maybe home security systems, I get it. There's a lot of them out there. Simply Safe will have your back. They've had mine, and I'm telling you right now, they are the number one. They were just named Best Home Security System of 2022 by News and World Report for a third year in a row. Check them out now at simplysafe.com. Thank you guys for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. Look, guys, the Brewers have made headlines this offseason. Whether you are a fan of those said headlines or not, it is still quite early for any reactions here for the new president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold. But you guys know me by now. It's 10 days into this. I'm going to give you my reaction to everything because that is what I get paid to do. And I want more. I want championships. Tim, I'm easily worked up these days over the moves or sometimes the non-moves, but aside from my craziness, I guess, I suppose, what are your thoughts? And we're way too early into Matt Arnold's tenure here, but overall, what are your thoughts on the Brewers offseason thus far? That included their one and second best hitters from a year ago, getting offloading in trades, one going Hunter Renfro went to Los Angeles, Colton Wong goes to Seattle. Have you been surprised by any of these moves? What are your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by the Hunter Renfro. I mean, he was awesome, and they probably would have loved to keep him because, I mean, just what he did in the clubhouse and clearly on the field. I mean, the guy probably would have had, I mean, his stats, had he not been a couple of times on the DL, would have been phenomenal. But they couldn't keep him. I mean, $10 million, that's a big chunk. And plus, they have so many good outfielders in AAA, you know, to probably fill in right there if they don't want to go for a huge name. But I wasn't really surprised about the Wong. I'm sad because I like watching him play. I like the way his game is, you know, bunt, hit a home run, the way he turns double plays, like all that kind of stuff. Field the ball in the grass and right field. The biggest one for me was Jace Peterson. I messaged him after he left and I was like, I am so
That's
sad.
A humble brag.
Right now. I am so sad right now. he was my favorite. He's the dirtiest car in the parking lot. It's the player I always wanted to be like, even though I got stuck being a pitcher, which is the worst. If you got any, you know, it's better than not playing, but I wanted to be the guy that was dirty and got to wear wristbands and, you know, would slide and have a big chaw in my mouth. And, you know, I don't know. I just, that was what I always envisioned myself as a kid. And that's who Jace is. He just, he's super prepared. And he always got those big hits. He knew what he was doing. His self-awareness was off the charts. As a player watching him, you can just see he is, he just knows what the role is in every moment. And to me, what was it, $2 million or something like that? Like, yeah. Give the guy, yep. Give him that money. I don't know. Mm. I think he would have, I think that would have been an easy choice for me if I was in Matt Arnold's shoes. But you know what? Matt Arnold has been around a long time. He has worn a lot of hats. And so I'm going to say, you know what? He probably knows what he's doing.
Speaking of knowing what he's doing, for most of you guys that listen to this podcast, and maybe you don't know, maybe this is your first time tuning in. Maybe you've listened for the last year and you don't know that we record this podcast the day before. We don't wake up at 1 a.m. and record a new podcast. I wouldn't want to wake Tim up. But Tim, we have some breaking news on the Locked On Brewers podcast here just went down. Again, we are recording this podcast. Obviously, it's the day before. But we have breaking news, Tim. I'm going to read you the tweet from Jeff Passan. Sean Murphy, he's not a Milwaukee Brewer, unfortunately, but he is going to Atlanta. I'm going to read you the tweet. The deal is sending Sean Murphy to Atlanta. It is part of a three-way trade with the Oakland A's and the Milwaukee Brewers. Ooh. Sources tell ESPN, one of the players heading to Milwaukee is catcher William Contreras. Oakland is getting catcher Manny Pena. Manny Pena obviously was with Atlanta. So William Contreras, I don't see what exactly Milwaukee's given up yet. So we're kind of on a hinge of that. So that there is some breaking news. It's literally happened in the middle of the show. Could have easily rescheduled this podcast. We're going to roll with it because that's what we do here at Locked On Brewers.
Yeah.
Tim, is there anything you know about William Contreras? I'm pulling up his numbers now.
He was an all-star.
24 years old. I'm curious what they gave up for him.
I'm pretty sure he was an all-star. I mean, if you're going to get a Contreras, I mean, why not go for this one instead of, hey, I'm not speaking for all Brewers fans, but probably most of them. I don't know. I have guys like that. They grow up in the game and they have siblings and I mean, they're successful. They know what's going on. They know how to call a ball game. They know how to fit into a system. Guaranteed there's guys on the Brewers that know him. I bet they've already reached out to him. I don't even know how long that tweet's been out, but that's how the world works. Guys can figure out this stuff right away and hit him up. They don't show up in spring training going, hey man, I didn't know you were going to be here. I mean, he may already know what number he is. Like that's where it's at right now, but they needed a catcher.
He's young.
Yeah. He's young.
He's 24 years old.
I don't know how many years of control. I don't know any of that kind of stuff, but that's good. One of the big things about the winter meetings, everybody's asking, well, the Brewers they need a catcher. Who's going to be their catcher? You know, and Victor Caratini did a fantastic job. I thought, you know, he may be the main guy and probably should be the main guy, but that could change because Contreras, I think, is an everyday player. So yeah. I don't know. That'd be interesting to see that dynamic.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. And again, excuse me, guys. I'm sorry if like you're listening to this and you want to know more about William Contreras. This is literally happening in the middle of our podcast recording. So he was down in AAA as of late April last year in the Gwinnett down in Georgia here for the Braves. And they called him up late April, Tim. And he was announced to the All-Star roster just 2 months later. He's a guy who batted really close to 300 last year, 278. Looked like he had almost 400 at-bats. I mean, he looks like a guy, he not afraid of contact. He's 20 home runs last year. Seems incredible if I'm reading that right now. I'm assuming that's maybe all of his stats from 2022. I don't know if that's major league stats again, but that's, I mean, like you said, a guy who's 24 years old, I'm assuming he's under control. And again, we don't know what the Brewers are giving up yet. Again, this trade literally just went down. As I brought up the topic of the Brewers not being in the headlines, of course, something like that happened. So we'll pivot away from that. But William Contreras is heading to Milwaukee. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry if it's outdated. We do not know what the Brewers, as of right now, are sending back to the I think it's going to the Atlanta. It's a three-team trade. Sean Murphy's going to Atlanta. Manny Pena's going to Oakland. And I don't know exactly where Milwaukee, who they're shipping off, who. But we'll kind of put that on a pause. We'll put a pin in it. If any news comes about while we're recording this podcast, we'll bring it up to you. Real quick, Tim, before we get into the final segment of the show, I want to talk to you about something you probably know a lot about. That's pitching, relief pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Middle relief pitching. It looks like right now, and again, early in the offseason, high leverage lefty on the Brewers roster. It looks like it's just going to be Hobie Milner for now. I've been a guy who has been high on adding Andrew Chafin. Again, I don't know what he would demand on the open market. How do you feel about not only the middle of the relief for the Milwaukee Brewers, but how do you feel about that back end with Devin Williams? Is he the closer? I know that's a lot of questions jammed into one, but you're the pro at this, so you tell me how you feel.
Yeah. Use pro very loosely. Yeah, I love Devin Williams. I think he's right where he needs to be. He needs to be a ninth inning guy. He can do that. He knows what it's like to sit for a while. He knows what it's like to pitch every day. He crossed a lot of bridges 2 years ago. He crossed a lot of bridges last year. He just whatever that card is, he's just marking off each thing. Pitched 3 days in a row, got it, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's shown resilience and maturity this past year. And he just has the demeanor for it. And he had a great teacher in Josh Hader. So that right there is, and that's how you work. If you're talking about a bullpen, you work from there backwards. And so, you know, then you start setting up an eighth inning guy. Hobie Milner was, I wanted the Brewers to make playoffs and go deep in the playoffs just so I could be like, Hobie Milner was an unsung hero. When our, you know, guys were scuffling, if it was Boxberger scuffling or if it was Hader for that time, he just kind of picked up the slack all the way around. Guys were getting hurt. He was picking that slack up, and there was some time his ERA would have been minuscule had he not just have to wear it where he had to pitch 2 or 3 days in a row, or he had to pitch multiple innings, and you start going, why this guy's supposed to be more of a lefty specialist? And then suddenly he's pitching, you know, in the next inning and the next inning facing all righties. And it's just because somebody couldn't pitch that day. And he picked up a lot of slack. So I want to know what his role is going to look like. Kind of sad they got rid of Suter. That was my guy. Still sad.
And he's a flexible guy too. And Craig Counsell loved him. I mean, a spot starter, long relief guy. Yeah. He's a glue guy too. You know, he's a clubhouse guy. The importance of that is. So if you're looking at, if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, I don't want to say they have to go out and add a middle relief guy. Obviously, your starting pitching is locked down. But what about a guy like Ethan Small? Do we see him? How do you see him projecting into 2023? Now, he did some starting last year. He did some relief last year. What's a big picture on Ethan Small?
Well, I think they'll probably take the Brewers approach. I mean, if Matt Arnold, you know, follows suit on what they've done, they take a great starter in the minor leagues, put him in the bullpen, let him kind of see the inner workings of what's going on, and then they bump him into the starting rotation. But it's going to depend on what they decide to do with some of their starters. Clearly, there's guys that aren't going anywhere, but, you know, there could be some guys that are on the bubble of like, okay, we're going to trade them and stuff. So I think the Brewers have a lot of depth. It's really young depth. Maybe unproven, but I know deep down everybody's like, well, go get that big name to just, you know, solidify everything. But that's not how it always works for teams. Not, you know, the Yankees or Dodgers can do that kind of crap. But I actually enjoy it as a guy that came up the system of going, why not just use one of these guys like Bryce Terang? Why not use this guy? Colton Wong leaves, like, just use this guy. And if you pick up a guy like Contreras, he's going to hit better than Caratini did last year and Narvaez. So there's right there is a bolster to your offense. So yeah, you can take risks when you have other guys picking up the slack. And you got to know that probably Rowdy Tellez and Christian Yelich are going to hit even better if the shift is, you know, back to not shifting or whatever. So you can take risks in spots where you're going, we don't have to put a household name there. We don't have to go spend a bunch of money. We're going to have the offense coming from different pieces in other spots that if, you know, if Bryce is the guy that goes and plays second base, then you can do that and give him the reins. So I don't know. I'm not sure why I got on that topic, but I think a lot of times, you know, you're just expecting something to happen. And
right.
as an organization, it's happened. Like it's happened. We drafted this guy. We put him through the, you know, he's proved himself at every level. And I've talked to some of the Nashville Sounds coaches and they, you know, I talked to Ned Yost right before I came on. Cause I was asking him, I was like, tell me somebody who was ready that didn't get called up. And he named a few names, but you know, one of them was Bryce. Another one was, I'm not sure who else he said. I'll have to look back, but there's guys, you know, and there's guys that are ready. So when you're always looking for that headline, the headline passed. It wasn't a big one because it happened months ago. So I don't know. I take a lot of pride in the minor leagues just because I went and did it and I know how sure. good those guys are. And yeah, they just,
absolutely.
And it's almost like give this dude a chance, give some of these guys a chance and see how hungry they are and what they can bring to the table. That right there is sometimes all you need from a coach is going, listen, we're going to put faith in you. Let's see what happens. And you'll be surprised. And that's where you start getting rookie of the years and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff is because somebody somewhere decided, all right, we have enough in other places. We're going to take a risk. Let's put this guy here and see what happens.
And that's exactly what I've been saying, Tim, when I started this podcast last Saturday. Was that literally last Saturday? Well, I guess two Saturdays ago now. So we're going on a week and a half.
Yeah, if you're
not going to be heavy, if you're not going to be heavily involved in the free agent market, okay, say that and let all, I say hashtag let the kids play. Bring all of them up. Bring Jack Centurio. I like really don't care. And Craig Council talked about it at the winter meetings. Eventually, you got to see what this kid's about and what's there to lose. I mean,
yeah,
I know his strikeout rate was high in Double A for the month or two that he was there in Biloxi. But again, see what he's got. Like you said, if you're not going to go out and splurge on free agency, okay, that's the plan that we're going in. As a Brewers fan, Tim, that's the direction. Give us a direction. You know what I mean? Like when you look at the St. Louis Cardinals and you go out and you pay a Wilson. Now I'm getting. I got to make sure the Brewers did acquire William Contreras, his younger brother. When you go out and sign him, Wilson Contreras, 5 years, $87.5 million to pair him with Arenado and Goldschmidt and Paul DeJong and Tyler O'Neill. Like you know what they're doing. You know what they're going for. For the Brewers, you know we've been getting mixed messages. We've been told we want to win now. We've haven't gone and been active in the free agency aspect, which again, isn't like the worst thing in the world, but if the direction is we're going young, let us go young. I'm completely fine with it as a fan. And I think most fans will say that we just need a direction in which we're going in as an organization.
Well, I think the misconception is there. It's like, all right, let's just start seven rookies opening day. Like that's not how it works. You look back at what the Brewers did years ago, the way they called up Prince, when they called up Braun, when they called up Corey and JJ, like you kind of have this trickle effect. You don't just say, all right, here's a whole bunch. You're piecing guys in there and seeing what floats and then see what works and then adjusting accordingly on that. So I don't think, you know, people are like, oh, are we rebuilding? What are we doing? It's like, no, we're filling in spots. But at the same time, there is a look to the future. You'd be negligent if you didn't do that. So I like the way things are panning out, like lock some of these dudes up, build it all around them. And I think the production is going to go up. The big thing last year is they just, at the right times, they didn't have a bunch of people scoring runs. You know, they'd score 10 runs one game, and they'd score one run the next three games. So I think it's going to come back to, okay, can they just have some dudes that can hit? Like, just where are some averages here? It's not always about the home run. So I think you're going to see an uptick in just group average next year.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I don't know how you feel about it, and you're a pitcher, so you're probably on board with what the shift was. I didn't like the shift. I hated it. It felt like every time the Brewers had a guy on second and third and two outs, Yelich would rope a ball off the bat at 112 miles an hour, and it would go right to the
standing right there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's standing in shallow right field, and you're like, all right, well, there's that. To kind of carry on exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of the second segment, the Milwaukee Brewers have made a trade, ladies and gentlemen. William Contreras is on his way to Milwaukee. Tim, we do know what the Brewers gave up. Again, this is according to multiple sources around Major League Baseball. Robert Murray, just tweeted this out. Again, I know you guys are listening to this, and a lot more news is probably going to follow.
Is
after
it me?
This.
Did they trade me?
They better not, Tim, or we right. First yeah. off, I have another bone to pick. I need a Tim Dillard bobblehead in this basement back here.
You know, nice.
I mean, we got to make that happen. We'll get to that. According to Robert Murray, Tim, the Brewers are trading. Again, I don't know. I feel like I mess up his first name. I'm going to try my best here. The Brewers are trading Estuary Ruiz to the Oakland A's, who was part of the Josh Hader trade last August. They're trading him to Oakland. So he's going to Oakland in that three-team deal. So I was big on Ruiz. I liked him. Of course, I just talked to him about two shows ago. A guy, 85 stolen bases last year.
Yep.
A super freaky fast dude. But the Brewers are loaded in the outfield position. So, Garrett Mitchell's coming up. Obviously, Weimer. You got Christian Yelich. Tyrone Taylor still here. I think there's guys I'm probably forgetting off the top of my head, but I think they're going to be okay. So that's the early part of the trade that we do know. I think there might be some more pieces that are shuffling, but we'll get to all that. Again, joined here by Tim Dillard on the Locked On Brewers podcast. And look, the Brewers have made the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 season, guys. And it is no secret now that we are about 75% into the show, the Brewers have made some breaking news. Trading for William Contreras. If you have listened to this show, you know I have said that this is the golden age of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. What is needed, though, exactly to continue that in 2023? Is there a deal out there the Brewers must look at? They just made one by acquiring William Contreras, an all-star catcher last year from the Atlanta Braves. We're going to get Tim's thoughts on that. But first, speaking of deals, this is where you need to go. This is the deal of the day. BetOnline.net. It is the number one source for your betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from baseball to football to basketball to soccer, World Cup's going on, to esports. Yes, esports. Guys, you can bet on esports. This is welcome to 2022. They have it all at betonline.net. I tell you guys all the time, I check out the Brewers' odds to win the World Series. Maybe they improved. I haven't looked today. They acquire an all-star catcher. Maybe it improved. We'll look at it later today. It's super easy. You just go onto their site, navigate it through any sport, any team, super easy. And if you love sports podcasts, you better love this one first, but you can find the rest of them over there at Bet Online as well. Again, they are always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. Well, Brewers fans, the last 5 years have been an absolute blast. Playoff. If you would have told 10-year-old Brandon the Brewers are going to go to the playoffs 4 out of the next 5 years at some point in your life, I would have thought you were lying. Okay, we've seen what I call the golden age of Brewers baseball. We've seen the Cardinals add an all-star catcher. Guess what? The Milwaukee Brewers just added an all-star catcher to their roster. I am completely spitballing this segment here with Tim because the Brewers made a trade in the middle of recording the Locked On Brewers podcast, and that's okay. We're going to keep going with it. The Cubs also, Tim, have added a few names. Jameson Taillon goes to them. They added Cody Bellinger, former MVP. Tim, you're looking at 2023. How do the Milwaukee Brewers, and again, adding all-star catcher William Contreras might change that a little bit. We'll see what else they do heading into January and February. We're only not even halfway through December here. How do you think the Brewers stack up right now against the rest of the National League?
It's interesting just because the schedule changes. They're going to be playing everybody.
Yep.
And you look what the Brewers did against the American League, and they had, I think, the best interleague record in all of baseball, right? Or close to it. Yep. That right there could be a sign. It maybe not even what they're doing in the National League, about what they're going to do with more games against the American League. I find that fascinating. For whatever reason, the way their style of play matches up against some of these teams in the American League. But I don't know. You start looking at, what teams are going to do, especially the NL Central. Like, Cardinals are starting to get stacked.
Right.
The Cubs want to bounce back. Are the Reds going to go for it? You thought the Reds were going to go for it last year, and they
were close.
Opposite.
Yeah,
the opposite. And watching them play, I thought they had a huge chance. And the Pirates too. They got so much young talent. You're just like, if they could just put some pieces in place, they'd. But good for the Brewers that maybe they're going to just keep not doing that. But I don't know. I the Brewers need to be fundamentally sound, and I think they have it. I think they have the gloves to be able to do that. And I think they got to hit for higher average. They got to play, I don't want to call it small ball, but hitting, like you said, when Yelich would hit a 115 mile an hour shot right at somebody, part of you is going, why not hit it just, 30 miles an hour right over there? You know, and I think deep down, you know, that won't make the highlight reel. But if your team wins, then that's good. So I think you're going to see a little bit more of that, like a little bit more strategery when it comes to the Brewers game last year. Because if they continue to just say, all right, we're going to swing for the fences regardless, or here's the shift and we're just going to do that. No, no, no. The average is going to go up. And I think the style of play is going to change a little bit with a focus on getting guys over, stealing bases, because they're going to have some legs on them. You look at Garrett Mitchell in center field, he can run. I mean, he can steal every base.
Yeah.
So if he walks, he just steals second, steal third, you know, that kind of stuff. I think it's going to be a faster club.
It seems like that's the direction that they're going. And now if you're listening to this podcast and you're laughing at us because we're talking about the current trade that the Brewers apparently just completed, I think it's all wrapping up. Sean Murphy goes from Oakland to Atlanta. Manny Pena, former Brewer, goes from Atlanta to Oakland. And the Brewers get all-star catcher William Contreras. Again, giving up Ruiz, who spent most of the season last year down in AAA. He was up in the majors, I believe, in September for the Milwaukee Brewers. Super fast guy, outfielder. The Brewers, I think it's completed, Tim. I think things still might come out as we're recording this podcast on Monday afternoon, but things could change. But that's kind of where we stand right now. Tim, you look around the National League, and the Mets have added Jose Quintana, Justin Verlander, Brandon Nimmo signs an 8-year deal. Maybe I'm messing up the pitcher's name from Japan, Kodai Senga, who signed a $75 million deal. You look at Trey Turner, who goes to Philly, staying within the National League, 11 years, 300. Xander Bogaerts goes from the AL to the NL. Am I biased, or is the NL just stacked right now?
It is. I mean, the Mets are going.
The Braves, too. Yeah. Like, the Braves are going to be there, too. And then, obviously, the Dodgers.
Yeah. But I think the Mets are going for it. I think there's a lot of stuff. Who's their owner guy that just – he's rich? Steve Cohen, yeah. He, like, tweets, too.
He's all about it.
And that's what you want kind of in an owner. It's like, right. This dude will just throw money at anything. You know, you start paying that whatever that tax is when your budget goes
luxury
too high.
Tax.
Luxury tax, yeah. Like, he's probably going to have to deal with that a bunch. But it looks like they're just trying to get stacked. And I think they're planning for not just a World Series, but, you know, maybe putting in I don't know. Maybe they add Stearns next year. Maybe they go get David Stern after he finishes up his tenure this season with the Brewers. You know, he may be the baseball op guy over there. They're just trying to stack everything right from top to bottom. You can tell that going out and getting Verlander. I mean, kidding me? Him and Scherzer are back together. When you have two pillars like that, you start looking at, you know, some of the teams that were really good for a long time. And you have to have a couple of guys like that, and it's hard to keep guys like that. That's why DeGrom, you know, you can't always keep guys. Eventually, like, look at Burns and Woodruff. Like, you would like to keep both of them, and if you can, you should, because you have a 1-2 punch. Look at the Cardinals back in the day when they had Carpenter and Wainwright. I mean, that was a 1-2 punch. You just knew if you're playing a 3-game series, they line it up just right. It's like boom, boom. What are you
going
to do?
You're going uphill. Yeah.
Yep. So I mean, I can definitely see that in what they're trying to do with the Mets. Just a couple of years where these guys are proven starters, and you know what you're going to get. I mean, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's again. And look, I want to pump the brakes. And I know I've been critical of Mark Atanasio on this podcast so far, 10 days in, but it is December 13th, and obviously things are going to change. Things are going to happen. We've seen the Brewers just make a splash, what we think is for Ruiz and for acquiring William Contreras. I'm going to mess that up all year, Tim. We're just going to get that out of the way. It's his younger brother.
Yeah.
So we'll get that. Before we wrap up this podcast, I meant to ask Vinny this on Friday's show, and I completely forgot. So I am going to be remiss if I don't ask you this final question.
Okay.
We've talked about Weimer. We've talked about Turan. We've talked about Jackson Chourio. Mitchell was up here last year. The Brewers just trade away a prospect we talked about. And Estuary Ruiz. Tim, who is a prospect that we are not talking enough about?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, do they have to have been in the big leagues, or what's
I'll take
parameters?
Like, what we could take. I've talked a little bit about really anywhere. You know, I thought Ruiz was that prize package for that hater trade in August, but I'm being told and doing some more research on it. Maybe it was Gasser. Is that a guy?
I mean, maybe I, you know, I don't really know all the prospects thing. I'm off duty, man. It's off season. I will say this though, when it comes to Ruiz, this kind of thing happens a lot. If you look at like a Lewis Brinson, where a guy's a high prospect, does really well in the minor leagues, and then you just use him, you know, he'll go to a team and then you put a package together and you trade him and then you get somebody else. And then like you bounce around, next thing you know, 5 years go by and he's been with six teams. So Ruiz may be that kind of guy where they just, his value is so high that once you get him and you start going, well, do we want this guy or can we get two guys for him? You know, and that's where it looks to be the case. I mean, right now, I guess what, three teams in 6 months maybe. So
yeah,
he's on his way. I don't know. Yeah. I really like Peter Strzelecki. I just love the way
I really like him too.
I know he made a huge splash in the big leagues, but he's got the makeup, the demeanor, his stuff is outstanding and it plays. It's not like he has to have it that day. He has the kind of stuff that's going to play even if it's not super crisp, which is what every reliever always wants. Look at Singleton, I think, being added to the 40-man roster, I believe so, recently, or in the last whatever. He's going to make a big splash. I don't know what they want, you know, at first base or what, you know, DH. He's going to be a guy that makes a big splash. So, again, like, maybe they're not super prospects or super, you know, anonymous, but I would say these guys are poised to make a big 2023 representation of what they've been doing in the minor leagues and what they did a little bit of last year. I think that's going to play a big part.
Awesome stuff. As always, Tim, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your time. We were breaking news on the Locked On Brewers podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
The one and only Tim Dillard. Again, the Milwaukee Brewers acquiring catcher, all-star catcher, William Contreras Ruiz. Initially part of the trade going to Atlanta. Again, there's probably more pieces that are unfolding as you're listening to this podcast. You probably already know what that is, but again, that is all happening literally in the middle of our podcast. But Tim, I look forward to more of our conversation throughout the year. And more importantly, I look forward to seeing you on my TV because there's two things. Number one, that means weather is turning around the corner here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah. It is not. We're just entering winter. Technically, I don't even think we're in winter, but it sucks nonetheless. And number two, it means baseball. So I look forward to seeing you on the TV in 2023. Thank you again for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It's kind of funny being in Nashville and seeing all the, you know, all the weather going on. It's funny. Milwaukee Brewers, they just sent me this thing in the mail. And I was like, it's like a really, really, really thick beanie.
And you're
and I'm like, you know, it doesn't really get that cold.
No, it doesn't. I mean, your mornings are cold, right? Like the mornings and nights are probably.
I mean, it's 40 degrees cold. It'll get colder. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I lived in Georgia, and it would get cold. Like there was part in like January where it's really cold in the morning, but then by like 9 o'clock, it's like back up to 70.
Well, one day, like, we almost had a freeze, or maybe it snowed. No, I don't think it snowed, but it was, like, you know, low 20s. And the next day, it was, like, 65 and humid.
Yeah.
You're like, pick a weather, let's go. But that's what you're going to get down here in the South. It's going to be one or the other. But I am looking forward. I am looking forward to spring training. There's nothing better than Arizona spring training, and there's nothing better to the start of a season. I can't wait. I hope I am on your TV, but I'm going to get you a bobblehead for sure. It'll be in my car when I drive north.
Yes, I need that. There's a couch right over here to my left.
Perfect.
Your my left, your right. Your it has your name on it anytime you need. But no, I mean, I appreciate. I know your off-season schedule can be hectic. Getting kids on a bus is no joke, Tim. I got kids of my own. I know.
I make them do it. It's really easy. Just tell you, do it.
No, thank you again, Tim. I'll look forward to our conversation throughout the year and enjoy the rest of your offseason, sir. Have a good
one. Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you. You're doing a great job, by the way. Only, thank you. You know, 10 days in, you're doing great.
10 days in. Yeah, we're learning. We're going with it here. Vinny, shout out to Vinny Rotino, who's former co-host. He threw my name out there. They said sure. I don't know if they trust Vinny or they just didn't want to look for anybody else, but they grabbed me and here we are. And you know me, you've been on my podcast before. I'm a Brewers fan, so I'm a Brewers fan first, and the rest of it comes after. But looking forward to hopefully some success for the Milwaukee Brewers in 23. But we'll talk again soon, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you all for making this podcast part of your daily routine. Do not forget, you can find the Locked On Brewers podcast, guys, wherever you get your podcast. Do not forget, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on YouTube. Just search at Locked On Brewers. And then if you want, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Brandon_Snide. If you're new to there, you're new to follow me. I tweet about everything from the Packers to the Bucks, is also to the Brewers and Badgers. So again, Wisconsin sports fan, you can follow me there. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, guys, check out the Locked On Sports podcast today. the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up on the next show, the Brewers just make a trade. William Contreras is on his way to Milwaukee. We're going to break that down, see exactly what the Brewers are getting, see exactly what the Brewers gave up, and we'll break it down. You know, we'll be critical of all of it because that's what we have to do as Brewers fans. As always, thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, Wednesday, wherever you're listening to this. Have a good one. And as always, go Brewers.